Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Today we're talking about astral journeys and taking calls for on-air readings. We do have a caller in the queue. I want to invite our caller and our listeners, as always, to join us here on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook and on Twitter. Please do join us. It helps support the show, keeps the show going, and it also spreads the word to others and provides us more people we can help. So we really appreciate that. 562-596-7818 is the number for further conversation, but the call-in number is 914-338-0164. Please do press 1, callers, if you'd like to speak with us. Anything you want to say, Neil, before we take this first caller?
No, let's go ahead and take the topic.
Okay. 334. Hi, area code 334. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine. How y'all doing?
Good, thanks. Who's this?
This is Shakira.
Oh, hi, Shakira. How are you?
Hey.
5983?
I'm okay. Yes, ma'am.
6975. And she's 5983. It's Shekeira.
Yes.
So what's going on, Shakira?
I just want to see what do y'all see. Just a general.
Okay. A general. What did we talk about last time? 1424.
We talked about the pregnancy, that relationship.
That's right. So you were pregnant.
Yes, ma'am. I am.
And
yes,
are you still pregnant?
No.
You had the
yes.
procedure. Okay. Yes. And all right. Yeah. And so are you still with? Well, I shouldn't be asking. I guess we should.
No. No, I'm not.
So you're broken up from that relationship, but we had talked about it before, so we're just following up here. So you broke up with the gentleman you were in the relationship before. Now you're single, you're not pregnant, and moving forward, you're wondering what's going on in your life. Where is she?
Yes, ma'am.
She was born 93, 2003.
She's going to be 35.
Yes.
So you're going to be, well, this is a big change, what you're going through already, the relationship going and then the loss of the pregnancy. But in May, you're going to be 35 years old, and that's your karmic number. That's your karmic number. So more big changes, I think, are happening.
Yeah. Shakira, if we were just meeting you and we said, okay, your master number is 35 equals 8. So this must, you know, you're coming up to a big year. And let's say you were 40 and we said, what was going on when you were that age? You go, oh my God, I you know, was pregnant and
lost
got
the relationship.
To that and the relationship broke up. I mean, what's mm-hmm. happening right now in your life is the father, the bearer of the male component of your pregnancy was karma. That was a karmic person from a past life. And you were mm-hmm. more or less wrapping up your energy from that past life with this person, which included getting pregnant and then ultimately going through your experience with that. That's karma. And what's happening is that what the universe is saying, okay, Shakira, we're not going to hold you responsible for this relationship. We're going to let it happen. You'll get pregnant. And then ultimately you'll make this decision because this isn't going to be part of your life
after the age
karma
35.
So in some respects, you could say you're fortunate because you have at 35, you're having a fresh new start. You're asking us about what's going to happen. Well, for the most part, up to these 34 plus years, you're releasing karma. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a good thing. Because if you weren't, you know what? You would have had, you would might have gotten married to this guy or had a broken relationship. You would have had a baby. You would have had more problems, complications, because the karma would have said, no, 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 you're not escaping this. The karma's too deep. You're going to have to travel with this energy. Well, you didn't. So you have a fresh start in that regard.
It's interesting about her number system, because her 35 is actually in her first and last number. It's in her, mm-hmm. her year and her month.
Well, that be mm-hmm. because you see her master number is 8. So that's in her year. And what happened to you in your previous life is you skipped the actual energy of spirituality. You weren't, you could have been very spiritual in that lifetime, but somewhere, Shakira, you missed the beat. You didn't get there. You didn't make it. So the universe said, okay, didn't get there. You're going to have to go back to the planet, and you're going to have to gather up all your karma again that you've collected, and you're going to have to find spirituality.
Mm-hmm. She sounds like she's outside. Do you hear those birds chirping?
Yes, I'm outside. Yeah.
Oh, it's nice.
So now spirituality can be the appreciation of life, God, angels, trying to find something meaningful in your life. Let me ask you something. What right now would be the most meaningful thing you could do on this planet? If you had one choice to do something meaningful before you left the planet and you were going to own it, what would you like to do?
I don't want to sound stupid, but I mean, I just really want my kids to have a whole, you know, happy family.
That doesn't sound stupid. I mean, that's a reasonable desire. Okay. How many kids do you have, Shakira?
Two.
Two, and they're with different, not this gentleman, correct, that you broke up with?
Yeah, no, they're not from him. They're with my first kid's father. That was 17-year relationship.
Okay.
That was abusive, and he's in and out of their lives.
Okay, so you want stability for your kids.
Yes, ma'am.
What,
for myself, I want, you know, just a good relationship. I never had a good relationship with the opposite. You know, say from my father abandoning me, and then my stepfather mm-hmm. abusing me, and then me getting in that relationship when I was 15 that lasted 17 years, and I got with this recent ex. So
it's just been a cycle
about,
of
yes,
abuse
ma'am.
That's
yes,
continued
ma'am.
And continued for you, and
yes.
you want to break that. Well, I mean, the important yes. thing is she broke up the relationship prior to the age of 35, which is, I mean, that's a good step in the right direction. May not
mm-hmm.
okay.
be everything she has to do, but at least it's, you know,
right.
something.
In your numerical code, now, Chris and I hold a stance on certain numbers, but after
oh,
all, we're numerologists, and myself, I've been one for over 50 years. The
mm-hmm.
the number 11.
He's old.
Is, yeah. 110. The numbers in a birth date, the number 11 oftentimes comes in with controversy. There's controversy. There's problems. You have it in your 83 because 8 plus 3 is 11. So when you, what if I were analyzing your birth date, Shakira, I would go, relationship problems. Relationship problems. Now, you've had them. You've already expressed that. But believe me, we would have gathered that psychically anyways. It doesn't matter. Here's the good news. Now that you've turned 35, according to your wish fulfillment, your spiritual desire to have stability for your family, and a father for your children, or a father figure and security there, that
mm-hmm.
that wish is attainable. Now, I'm not saying it's attainable just because, oh, you know, anything can be attainable. Anybody could say to you, well, go on, you can do it. Come on, you go
right.
for it. No, I don't mean that. I mean psychically. According to your birth plan and the energy field of your life from beginning to end, we're making a prediction that desire is going to happen. Now, I don't know yet when. I could mm-hmm. say that it starts at the age of 35. Somewhere between 35 and 36, you might meet this guy. What you got to do is you got to break old patterns, and you've got to start talking to God, to the angels, people call it the universe, that
right.
you want a clean slate.
Yes, sir.
Your master number is 8, and that's in your year, and that's in your crossover to the age of 35. You're landing on an 8. So,
Which is good. And she has a 9. You know, it's not like
yeah.
everything's lower than an 8.
Oh, got
so
some
there's good things going on.
9 and 8 is 17-8. So what we're thinking for you is that you've got to start talking to your angel guides, you know, whatever you personally want to label them, and say, look, I want a clean slate now. And if I have a clean slate and I bring in, and the universe brings this stability in for me, for my family and my children, I will take a spiritual stance on life. Now, that can be creative. You can be spiritual in many different ways. You don't have to go to church every day. But
right.
if you make that commitment, you're right now at a crossroad where that can become a fulfillment and a contract that will be greeted and completed. You actually have that coming up. We're telling you as a psychic. So, you know, it's very serious. You proposed a position here that you want stability for your family, for your children. And we're not just telling you, you know, in a pep talk that, oh, you can do it. We're telling you that according to a contract you have with the universe, your wish can be fulfilled.
Shakira, do you
yes,
want to
ma'am.
Say anything in response to that? Or, I mean, what are your thoughts?
No, I'm just listening. I mean, I have began, you know, talking to God more and writing down my feelings, because I'm so quick to try to get on the phone and talk to someone, you know, outside of myself. So I just start writing, you know, just different thoughts that I have, and just trying to shift everything to what's to come instead of, you know, dwelling so much on what has happened, you know.
Right, because I know the tendency sometimes when one has been stuck in a pattern and then they're hearing, you know, advice about how to change, you know, there's maybe a negative thought process. Do you experience that
yes,
at all?
Yes,
you know,
ma'am. Yes.
Where there's,
because
that's what I was thinking. So it's got to be a change of, you know, a complete change of the brain in the way of thinking. Especially when your mind has been so conditioned to think negatively because of the
right.
experience
yeah.
in the past lives that, you know, all
right.
impact
right.
the...
You're actually restructuring the energy in your brain to start hearing different things coming from you, the owner of the brain. So the reason you're shifting and writing and talking to God more is because you're actually on the path of your destiny, and you're following, you're just not doing it because you've decided to do it. You're following a path that's been set for you.
Yes.
So before you came down here on this planet, you talked to angels and you said, you know what? Okay, what I'm going to do at 35 is I'm going to make sure that I follow my path and I find stability for the family that I brought into this world through karma. And I have this beautiful relationship that takes me to the end of my life. And I have fulfillment and enrichment, and it's dramatically different from what I've been exposed to previously. And the angel
right.
said, okay, you go down to the planet, you do your karma, and at the age of 35, you make the shift, and we will bring you the person. That's what's happened.
Okay. That's what I'm
going to Go ahead, Shakira.
Just trying to continue to walk on that path, and as you guys are talking, he's calling now.
Who is he?
The ex, the recent one.
Oh,
is he still pursuing you?
He's still calling. We still, you know, communicate, but not as much as we did. And, you know, I was
around
him.
Well, here's what that means. While we're talking to you, Keith, this person calls you. What it means is that the vibration of what we're saying is being fulfilled. It doesn't mean it's going to be him. It just means that ultimately the right man will be calling you, will be courting you.
Who? How did you meet this Keith?
I met him on a chat line.
A chat line.
In 2016, after their father left, a few months later, I had met him on a line.
Yeah. You know, some people have success on sites like that. Some people do online dating and they're able to find somebody that's a long-term partner. But other people, it's harder to go into those areas and find someone that's really a suitable mate. So also, I would suggest that maybe trying to find a man in different circles than like online chat rooms.
Yes,
because
ma'am.
Sometimes that attracts, you know, a lower caliber person.
You know, what you got to understand is you've already proven in the universe you can make babies.
Right.
You don't need to do that one anymore. Have you already proven that you know how to be in an intimate relationship? You've already done that, if you want to call it that. What you've got to prove now is that you're ready for a mature relationship.
Right. Some people have a problem getting a relationship at all. They don't even, you know, there's no relationship out there for them. Finding a partner is not possible, even a low-grade partner. But, you know,
does this guy work? Does he have a job?
Yes.
What kind of work does he do?
He works at this peanut place. They do nuts and things. He works at night. And he was trying to come over today, and he offered to bring us some food and things, and then I was kind of okay with it because he had brought some money over to help me out. I don't know if I need to completely, like, cut him off, like, from talking to him, period, but I know that we're not going to be together romantically like that anymore, and I expressed that to him already. So,
well, you're better off letting him go then.
Yeah, because
you're indecisive. You don't want. That's not the guy.
That's an unclear boundary.
Yeah.
I mean, he's gonna. That's gonna prevent someone, I think, from really coming in if you're keeping that relationship.
And it's still karma. How long have you known him?
Since 2016. Around.
Oh yeah.
She said
we recommend. We can't tell you what to do, but you're calling the show for advice.
For advice, yes, sir.
We recommend that you move forward and find a fresh new person. And
what state are you in?
Alabama.
Oh, Alabama. I knew she was in the South, but I wasn't sure.
They have
remember.
Peanut factories there?
Yeah.
Oh. I know Carter did his peanut thing, but he was
Georgia or
Carter.
Was Carter in Georgia? That's what I was thinking of Venus. But anyway, I don't know.
Yeah,
302, we're going to be getting to in just a moment.
Okay, well,
but
we don't need to. We're not here to discover the history of peace.
Well, maybe we are. Who knows what's going to happen if the show progresses.
And, you know, and come to think of it, peanuts, we love peanuts, but there's kind of a connotation that, you know, well, it's peanuts.
I prefer,
peanuts.
Like, almonds.
Well, you know, I mean, okay, we don't need to get into these illusions.
So, but, you know.
But move on. Use us as a show, as a guide, as a support system. We feel you're going to have a relationship coming. It's going to be fresh. You keep your writing going, talking to God, making your commitment strong. And we are making a soft prediction that you're going to meet this man during your 35th year.
Okay,
Shakira.
Thank
keep
you
in touch
so
us.
Much.
Okay.
Yes,
and
thank you, Kristen.
Follow us. We like, you know, in helping people, we want people to follow us because it actually helps our status in the show, the stability.
Oh,
of the
I'm
show.
Following you guys
do.
Already.
You are?
<I'm following. laughs> Yes.
On Facebook?
It's on the, I just clicked the follow button on the blog top.
Oh, Join us on Facebook because that's great.
Okay.
We appreciate you doing that on Blog Talk. But follow us on Facebook or send us a friend request. I think we have some room on there. That's more where we post the show and so on and so forth. There's more going on there. But we appreciate the Blog Talk Radio follow. Join us on Facebook too, though. But thank you.
I will. Thank you guys so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Take care, Shakira. Okay, we have a caller from 302.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Kristen and Neil. This is Gloria.
Hi Gloria.
I called about a year ago concerning my son, and he had some issues with drugs and not hanging out with the right people, but he's doing a whole lot better now.
Great.
He did get a little counseling, and he's pretty much trying, you know, just to stay away from that bad crowd and stuff. So
good.
He's doing better. But my question today is about my daughter.
Okay.
She is a really good person. She's a mother of one little boy, and she's just really struggling kind of financially right now. She had a job as a manager at a mini-mart type situation, and it was kind of a dead-end job. It was good money, but it was kind of just not going anywhere, so she cut back on doing that, and she's a Lyft driver now, but it's not, you know, doing, she's not making as much money, so she's really looking for a job that'll help her, give her the income she needs, and also work around the hours, like normal hours. You know, when you work in the customer service, you know, industry, a lot of times you're working night shifts,
and
mini
mart
hours.
Lyft driving isn't exactly the safest thing. I mean, you know.
Right.
For
right,
a woman.
Exactly.
Right. Gloria, what's your birth date? And what's
mine
your birthday?
Mine is 2/10/69.
Mm-hmm.
And hers is 9/17/90.
9/17/90. So she's going to be 28 this year.
Mm-hmm.
27. She's a 36 equals 9 and 3, 13. And you're a 28, 10, 1. Okay. So you're looking for, she's looking for different work.
Yeah, and
you're wanting her
work,
to be
right.
more
stable.
Stable
yeah.
position.
Yeah.
Where's the thought? She has a
mother.
Child,
yeah. Yeah, she's got a little boy. He's just a mess. He's not very supportive. He kind of just, every once in a while he'll call and want to visit with his son, but he's not stable. He goes from job to job. He's not very supportive at all. He's just the problem with my daughter is she's got a really big heart, and she tends to help out other people more than she helps herself. And that's something that she really, now she sees it because of the father. She does a lot of things for the father, but he doesn't reciprocate back.
Right.
So.
And we're talking about a Lyft driver, meaning we're a little confused here. It's like a taxi, but not taxi. But yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. I thought she was doing normal.
Like Neil was thinking she was operating a forklift.
No.
This is modern, you know.
Yeah,
right.
Modern.
Yeah,
well, I don't think we've ever taken that kind of transportation.
No, a Lyft driver, no.
Lyft or, you know.
It's really the Lyft. It's really a lot safer than the Uber, actually.
Is it?
Uber, you get a lot of crazy drivers, and, I mean, you never know what you're going to get. So Lyft is a lot safer.
Well, your question seems to be now, you know, you had a son that's now in counseling, and that's great. So your question, a lot of your questions, at least the second question to our show, pertains to your children and your concern for your children. So may I ask you, is your the father of your children, is he vacant?
Yeah, he's vacant, but they grew up with a stepfather.
Okay. And did that stepfather provide a certain attitude of heart and guidance and love?
No, he was the moneymaker, the breadwinner, and he was kind of, he was detached for a long time. He's now realizing his mistakes, kind of, you know, now
and
that
you're
they're
still
adults,
with him?
He realizes. Yeah, I'm still,
with, still
him.
With him.
You know, he has two sides to him, the stepfather. He can be he's a cute, he can be very giving, but in an unemotional way. Like, he does things for you, but he's not like a huggy, touchy type person.
He's not demonstrative. He's more.
He's still in the family.
Yeah, they're still married. So what's his birth date?
His is 12/30/68.
But so he shows his love by providing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's a very stable provider. Like we have a house. He saves money. When they were a lot younger, we used to take family trips and stuff. Like, he does stuff like that, but he's not like mushy, emotional, expressive type person.
Okay. So Gloria, mm-hmm. you have a very strong karmic connection to your daughter.
Yeah, okay. I feel it.
Well, it's bigger than that.
Mm.
We can't go into the numerology, but you're
right.
A two. The month is 2 and 9. That's an 11, which is your following numbers are 1 and 1.
Mm-hmm.
Your days are interchangeable. 1/0 becomes 10. 1/7 becomes 17. When we align your years, 69 and 90.
Mm-hmm.
This is and then your years together are your master numbers together are 9 and 1, which is
ten,
her first two numbers.
And it's her day.
A tremendous karmic connection, meaning that this is deeper and deeper, and then once again, deeper than what you even think.
Yeah, and when you go over to the stepfather, they've got a lot of the same kind of karmic energy as well. But anyway, we're looking at the daughter right now.
You know, your daughter has basically, there's something in your daughter's mind that has a management quality. If she was a manager of a mini mart and she's now a Lyft driver, there's something coming out of your daughter that commands a certain attitude of management.
Mm-hmm.
And management over a period, over many people. Now, she's
right.
not, how old is she?
She's 27.
27. So she either.
In
she
fact,
couple,
she's in her cross, you know, 20, yeah. in terms of her age, 27. It's her 9/17/19.
She has a couple of options, none of which may have to happen. But let's go
mm-hmm.
over quickly the options. Going back to school, getting a degree, business, or that's one, and maybe with the stepfather helping. Is that realistic at this point?
Yeah, it could be. Yeah.
Okay, so going back to school. See, because what's happening is she has a mind, a good mind. She's smart.
Yes. Yeah.
But she has a good heart, like you said. But it hasn't blossomed yet. It's like looking at a flower and you look at the bulb and you go, you know, that's a bulb and it's green leaves over it. But guess what? That flower, that's going to bloom into a beautiful flower. It may not look that way, but that's what happens. It just needs some nurturing and water and fertilizer. Well, your daughter has this, she hasn't blossomed yet.
Right.
So one suggestion would be to go back to school and get a business degree. That's one. Because she's already proven that she can go to a company and work her way up, but not be satisfied.
Right.
And I think what she's missing is a degree. Now, that's not the only option for her, but it's one that might work. Does she have any desires in her language about what she would ultimately like to do?
Right now, she loves the management position, but she wants, really, she's focused on making enough money to provide for her and her son and to get, you know, more stable. You know, she really just wants stability and make good money.
Yeah, those are desires. That's not going to do us any good. I mean, does she want to be a nurse? Does she want to go? Does she want to be a real estate agent?
She hasn't really expressed that, and I've asked her that, and she said that's something that she's going to have to think about because she really doesn't know, but she just likes helping people.
Okay. Well, okay.
She needs
so
to get
she's
more
gotta go
specific
to job,
about
she
her.
She has to go to a job counselor, and so that they can look at her and give her a sense of direction. In liking to help people, she could go, it's a dirty job. She could become a social worker. She could become a nurse. She could become an advisor of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
If she likes to help people, she's got to do so in a way to where she's just not making an income that, you know, puts a couple of things on the food table and she pays her gas and, you know, hopefully
right,
put
exactly.
clothes on a kid's back. She's
right.
got to, she's got to branch into something that's at least 50,000-60,000, if not more.
Right.
What state are you in, Gloria?
Delaware.
Delaware.
So what's a reasonable salary in Delaware to raise a child?
30 plus.
How much?
30 plus.
Yeah.
And what about, you know, what would she do? How old is the son?
Her son is 4 years old. He just turned four.
So he's about to go to school.
I was going
to
say four. He was.
She has some, she'll have a little bit more freedom when he is in kindergarten.
Yeah. You need,
not
she needs
to
go to job counseling,
like,
and she needs to go back to school.
Right.
And if you're, if the stepfather is willing to help, that would help. If it's not, if that's not absolutely feasible, then she, well, she doesn't have very much training. I mean, a Lyft driver is not going to do much. It's a waste of time. It's just sustaining her on a rep.
Right, exactly.
And the manager of the mini mart is just, you know, okay, you prove you can be a manager of a mini mart. But she's got to get into more something direct, because I think her brain has a larger capacity.
Mm-hmm.
So she needs a job counseling.
Okay, yeah, right, definitely. I'll steer her towards that.
Yeah, guidance counselor.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, is she a student? Does she like going to school?
Well, she was in high school. She went to college for a couple of months, and it was just, I think she was just overwhelmed by it. She is studious, but I think because she worked so hard to get the scholarships for college, I think she was kind of, by the time college started, she was burnt out. So
if she, you know, it's not going to do any good if she can't apply herself to the back to school. She needs a job counselor. She needs a guidance counselor, job counselor to help direct her and get her into a job field.
Can you help her with taking care of the,
I do.
Son?
Yeah, I
you
do.
You do? So,
yeah, I do.
So there, that's helpful.
Yeah,
that's helpful, but that's not an answer.
No, it's not an answer, but at least if she was going to go to school, that she has an answer for child care, which is important, because he's not going
to
be in school, you know, 8 hours a day.
Would you like to be a teacher, a grammar school teacher?
I'm not sure about that. I think she wants something that's stimulating, that doesn't bore her, where she stays active. She gets bored easily, so that's
going to have to apply her. If she wants to, you know, have a career that is going to be lucrative, you know, and able to support her child, she's going to need to apply herself and not get bored, because it usually requires a school environment.
She needs a job counselor. She's too vague. She needs
somebody
who's very good and talented and committed to helping people. That's a counselor. You need to look into
There are certain areas of business, maybe real estate, where you don't have to go to school for so many years, but that's really not in the line of helping people. It sounds like she wants to be more
in
a specialized.
There may be organizations out there that help people who are underprivileged, and
she might get
a job there. There's all kinds of social, you know, organizations.
Right.
There's options for her.
Right.
But,
well, we'll definitely look into that. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I just have one request.
Okay.
Is it possible that Kristen, you and Neil can talk about children with mediumship abilities? Because I really feel that my grandson, he just sees stuff. He hears stuff. And I really believe that he has mediumship, some type of mediumship or some type of ability.
What's his birthday, just real quick?
Four.
If there's anything in the
4/14/14.
3/14.
I'm sorry. 3/14/14.
3, 4, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 6. Well, I mean, he's a 6. So that's it pertains to the sixth chakra. The sixth chakra is the third eye. So that's what I was wondering, if there are any sixes in his birthday, they should have asked. But because you were saying he has mediumship ability is why, you know, I would have said that prior to you giving me the birth date. But six.
Yeah, I really don't know how to guide him. And I know he's going to need guidance, because he just sees things. He talks about things. I mean, at 4 years old, he's already, like, interested in cartoons about ghosts and spirits, and I just don't know how he finds them, but he finds them, and he's very like fascinated with them, and he sees things in my house, and that's another story. But anyways, if you guys can do a, you know, an episode about that, that would be really helpful.
Well, briefly, at 4 years, when I was four, I was psychic at birth.
And four is a fire number, by the way.
Yeah. And at 4 years old, my grandfather, who was a psychic, started to take me under his wing and train me.
Mm-hmm.
And he did all, I mean, I can't go into it, but he did a lot of stuff with me when I was 4 years old, up until
right.
the time I was about eight.
Right.
And then, you know, I was sort of on my own. But
mm-hmm.
so in having those experiences, and also not only that, but I was sort of like that child in the movie The Sixth Sense. So I had that thing going too. And
mm-hmm.
then I started doing readings when I was very, very, very young. So there is a way to guide children through that passage, but you need a you need a very good professional, polished, ethical, stabilized person that really understands the concepts and has talent himself or herself
mm-hmm.
to guide a young child through that,
right.
because a lot of people they could mislead. You know, oh, you're from Atlantis, and you know, you're a merman. You know,
right.
And you also have to be careful to be able to separate what is imagination from what is real, so that, and you have to do it in such a way that the 4 year old can start to prepare himself, or in this case,
mm-hmm.
himself, for a
right.
logical stance. And
right.
there's all kinds of play games and structures you can do to tell the difference, and things that you can do that are kind of fun and games, but also very real. It's a big, huge category, Gloria, that
right.
Probably you'd have to, they should have it in schools.
But that's
know,
not, I mean, that's not feasible,
know.
Because it's unfortunately, studying psychic energy is not like, you know, studying writing or music or whatever. It's, or, you know, taking up a sport. The problem is that there is not as many, despite what people might say, there's not as many qualified people out there. I mean, it's much rarer a gift
no.
to be a psychic, a natural born psychic like Neil was, and or mm. develop it, than it is to be, you know, good at playing hockey or whatever.
What you can do as a grandmother
mm-hmm.
is encourage it,
mm-hmm.
get them to talk,
right,
and be positive reinforcement in what he says. And if you feel uncomfortable with something he says, then as a grandmother, use your instincts to guide him away from things like uncomfortable or dark feelings.
Yeah.
But that's a start. I mean, we're firm believers in children being psychic, and
mm.
we're firm believers in children being old souls and having
mm.
an acute ability to express the astral realm of the third eye.
Right.
So, maybe we will do a show on that in length, and so you could look at it in the archives or something. But
okay.
Yeah, it's always been a topic that we've carried along with us.
Right. Okay, well, thank you, and I'll call back again and check back with you guys.
Okay, thank you, Gloria, for checking in.
And thank you, guys.
Okay, take care. Bye.
Mm-hmm, bye.
Okay, and Gloria should follow us on Facebook and on Blog Talk Radio, too.
Facebook is going through some troubles right now.
Yeah, they are. Data mining and all that kind of
and
stuff.
And sharing information.
Right.
Not good stuff.
Which I haven't researched for us.
I'm always amazed at how these things come out, and then the owners, they go, oh, well, we weren't, it's an accident. We're going to look into this. They should look into it before, I mean, with that much responsibility. I don't know. But
well, you can point fingers. Fact.
I mean,
I'm sure they knew more of what was going on than they're admitting.
Yeah, then they got caught.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so we're talking. What were we talking about? We had a weird experience.
Well, you know, come to think of it, a little bit of what the grandson is going through, being psychic and being exposed to that on a human level. What is it like to be a human being and be exposed to psychic energy that is coming at one, and it's beyond mundane, normal energy. It's something acute, like a spirit or a ghost, something that's really strong and hits you emotionally. That's one level, as opposed to what? The level of traveling in your dreams to astral realms, whereby in your dream you're having these bizarre dreams.
Bizarre.
You don't even know the people in the dream, and you feel like you're in a different place, and all kinds of
crazy
things.
Or you do know the people
happening.
In your case last night, you know, the dream that you had. There were unknowns and knowns in the dream, but we both had some strange astral travels.
We do. What happens in the... let's take the astral traveling, because a lot of people can experience and relate to this. When you're sleeping, your astral body leaves your physical body. It's connected by a silver cord. Imagine an astronaut connected to the spaceship by that cord. And you travel, a person will travel into the astral realm where anything can happen. In some cases, the individual, the soul, the astral body will travel to a realm where they enter a region where people who have died are living or existing in that region. And in that region, it may be of a lower energy field, whereby the people who have died have committed criminal acts. They've done terrible things in life. And they're all gathered on this astral plane, not just like in one little room, but there's like a region, like a landmass of energy where these people exist. So the dreamer goes to this realm because of the kind of like the black hole gravitational pull, and they encounter these it looks like humans, but they're souls who have committed terrible things on the planet, and they're dealing with this energy on the astral realm, and they all kind of look, and it's like zombies. They see a human being that's still connected to the earth, and they go over and they start to mess with them. In your situation, what happened?
So I was last night having a dream where I was watching a woman bathe children, a couple of children, in a bleach solution. And she was very angry. And I saw this and I reported it. I was reporting it. And the dream's kind of jumbled. There was some space. There's some gaps that I don't recall everything that happened. But then I ended up in the company of this man and his brother, and they had like found me. I was on this upper floor, apparently had been looking for me. And then the brother started assaulting me physically, and I was screaming and I woke up. And then you had a dream that was rather as well.
Yeah. My dream, I just saw people in my family who had crossed over, and they were playing cards, and I entered their card game. And one spotted me and tried to engage in their card game.
Which is someone you've talked about on the radio show before.
Someone who was in my family who had committed suicide. And so he's often appeared to me in dreams and in consciousness form has appeared to me too. Probably because of the pull of the act of suicide and just feeling connected to somebody who has a psychic ability to see, and has oftentimes prompted me to spend time with him on different levels. But you see, what happens, like in your dream, for instance, that you could analyze this to death, you know, a mother or somebody scrubbing babies with
bleach and Lysol solution.
Yeah. But what my feeling is...
is that I entered a realm where these people had done this in a past life, and they're stuck in this realm. It's not just a psychological dream. You can have psychological dreams that are disturbing, nightmares, so on and so forth. But when you start opening your third eye, then you really do start to travel more in your dream state.
You do. You absolutely do. And the you see, because is it unthinkable that a crazy parent or a mother or a father, for that reason, would think their child is dirty and put bleach on them and scrub them? We just saw an article where a couple was living in their car and their babies were
like in bags, in urine-soaked bags,
urine-soaked clothes, and they're being arrested now for child abuse. And we already know about the stories about what parents can do to children, horrific, horrible stories that are true. Now, what Kristen encountered in her dream was probably a mother who was a very abusive mother who was insane. She would probably put bleach on her children and scrub and do all kinds of things if she thought her children were dirty or something. And so that karma has followed that person into the astral realm upon their death.
Right. And obviously that soul in the astral realm isn't really doing any work to improve their status. They're kind of stuck in the reality of what they did in a past life before they can even move forward to do that.
It's funny. Because
which is the soul, freaky.
Well, souls still hold, they're still connected to, if there's karma, they're still connected to the planet. They're not, their edge isn't towards spirit. Their edge is towards soul and body, not soul and spirit. So their soul and their body is in great argument, and they're stubborn and they're obstinate, and they have to come back to the planet to serve karma. And sometimes they don't want to, so they kind of remain stuck until they're finally transported back into the planet and are rebirthed there. But until that time, whatever the thing is, they can be in torment, the gnashing of teeth. They can be in torment, and oftentimes, like the people who assaulted you, there are brothers that do that in real life. I mean, there are brothers that have a kind of a tag team and they pick on women and they do all kinds of things, more or less single men. And we're talking about, you know, criminals, abusive people. And we already know in the news, the hot items now are men who take advantage of women and do all kinds of terrible things.
But on this plane that I was in, these souls recognized me as, you know, being connected to a body,
yeah,
alive still. So this made me more of a target than...
Right. Because they see that you have you have this silver cord, and they can see that you're still a human being alive. So that aggravates them even more because you're a target. They want to just their instinct. It's like a dog looking at a cat that hates cats. Their instinct, if you can call it soul instinct, is to just, you know, assault you, pick on you, torment you.
And the previous night I had a similar situation with a woman who was taunting me, and what had happened was I ended up after this dream looking at the window in the bedroom, and I saw this woman, a redheaded woman in a green top, and I was, my eyes were open, but I was still asleep. So it was like a lucid dream, and I saw her in the window. And I forced myself to wake up because it was really scary to me to see. And then, you know, it was that woman who had followed me back essentially into the, you know.
Well, they will, spirits will follow the human being back up to the point of the body where there's a transition between the astral realm and the physical plane. And they will follow them all the way back. It's like somebody chasing you up to your front door, and then you run into your front door and they can't get you. So they can't. And they can't really do damage. They can torment, and that can be damaging and scare you. But they really can't. It's very few can really do physical damage.
Except because, remember, when we woke up last night, I said to you, you know, you told me about the dream, and you said, well, this person was trying to get me to join the card game. And I said, no, I'm not going to. And what happens when you encounter this family member in dreams is he's always trying to pull you into his energy. And I said, well, what if you had joined him? You said, well, I could be in a lot of trouble. So most of the time, obviously, if you're encountering souls in the astral realm and there are people you don't know, you're not going to have any great harm come to you. But in the case of this person that was a family member, if you got pulled in to his energy field, then you might have problems.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, it's a difference if you meet somebody of a questionable personality and you talk to them in a coffee shop, that's one thing. But if they say, hey, why don't you come over to my house
exactly.
and come to visit my dungeon room, I wanna have spend some time with you. Oh, you go, oh no, that's okay, thank you. It's hard enough counseling people on the earth, more or less going to the lower depths of the astral realm and counseling souls that can be quite tormenting. I'm not one that wants to go into a jail cell and have a tea with a convict that kills people.
Right.
Just because I have a good heart. Nuh-uh. So the idea, and a suicide, they're very desperately lonely because they have a certain, they get into an attitude of isolation due to the act that they committed on various levels. And so they're thirsty for connection. And if they can find a human being that has the ability to see and feel them, well, they're going to want that company. And there's a certain selfish quality about it.
Right.
So it can be kind of damaging. We don't want to suggest that every realm out there is negative. No, by any means. But we're examining the lower elements of the astral realm and trying to give some explanation.
And when you start to astral project more, obviously you're going to go into variety of different places because you're getting to know the astral realm. So
many rooms in my father's mansion. Yeah.
Who's your father?
Who's my father?
I didn't know he had a mansion.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're out of time, and we will be back on the air Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Thanks, callers and listeners. Have a great weekend.